When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We will get to Bill's Thrills in one moment. Before that, shout out for our friends in Holdridge. Chris at Score One Smoking Barbecue Rubs and Sauces. It is time to grill for graduation, for Memorial Day parties this upcoming weekend. Yeah. That's the place to talk to. Score One Smoking Rubs and Sauces. ScoreOneSmoking.com. No G at the end of that.
I believe it's North Carolina. I don't want to speak out of turn, but Chris went through some awful weather. He's at Nationals. Okay. And so he's at Nationals.
He's really at Nationals.
He's at Nationals, and he had to go through some very, very rough weather. Ooh. He texted me this morning. They're in the middle of setup right now.
Okay.
That we'll do setting up at competition site right now for a couple of hours.
He's at a legit competition.
Yes.
North Carolina.
Yes. I hope I'm not wrong. And then I also saw some things on social media that he went through pure hell, this weather, and traveling with his camper and all of his gear. To get there,
yeah. It's a long drive.
It's Nationals.
Iowa got hit yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
And so he may have been through some different times, but he's safe. And so I checked in on him this morning, but he's ready to roll. He's ready to go. The show must go on.
Yes,
the show must go
on. He's out and about.
Yes, he's
competing.
He's competing to be a national champion. When you're ordering your rubs and you're ordering anything you want to have and you want to have or food shipped, do you think who's doing it? Imagine us three right now going to a national barbecue competition. We'd get laughed out of the place. We'd be out there with a grill. We'd like, what are you guys doing?
I think we could learn.
But we'd be idiots. I mean, they'd look at us like, what are you guys doing?
Call that ribs.
What is that exactly?
I don't like to concede to that, but I think we could learn to be chefs.
I'm saying we could learn it, but I'm just saying it takes a lot. No. It takes a lot.
There's a feel.
He's the classic example. Are you invested? Are you interested?
And what's this person's
he's
name again?
Chris.
Chris.
Yes.
Chris.
Yes. Chris Nelson.
Chris Nelson.
He's going.
Yeah, we said his name like nine times.
Well, I'm saying it for the people.
Chris Nelson.
Just tuning it in.
Please
support
the online store at ScoreOneSmoking.com. Also, Facebook and Instagram, the same. ScoreOneSmoking.
I don't like it when you look at Jake like, what is wrong with Sipple?
No, it's every day, though. We do this glare. We all have the same
TV
show.
He's been concussed. What do you see here?
How many fingers do you have up?
All right.
Let's get to Bill's Thrills. Here we go. On a Thursday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
As always, Bill's Thrill is sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them up at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation today to plan your financial future. Bill, floor is yours on this cool parenting tips Thursday.
Bonus money also. Bonus money. If you can get in to see the Mid Plains Advisors by the end of the day tomorrow, right? Okay. They have a plan through this holiday time to really load you up.
For the summer.
For the summer. Basically, they can make you enough over the next 3 days to pay for all your vacations this summer.
What if you want to buy a boat?
Yes, you want to buy a boat. You want to go see them on Friday, and you'll have the money. You can stop by the bank on Tuesday. They have a vault.
And have a boat by the end of the week.
At the end of the week, you'll have a boat.
A good boat.
A great boat. And just stop and see.
A motorboat.
Dirk, Scott, and Ty, and they'll take care of it.
All right.
A motorboat.
Yes. Get a motorboat. Sure.
By Tuesday.
Let's get it done. Oh, there's the flip. That was a good flip.
Cool parenting tips. Classifying conversation. When to initiate and how to handle it. Classifying conversation.
There's an art.
The classic counter talk.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Always eat at the bar. It's a great time. I saddled up in Wisconsin to eat at the bar to have something to eat right there. Met a guy from New Orleans sitting right next to me with his wife. She works for a hospital. It's an easy time to talk, and it's easy. Sometimes there's some sports on. Teach your kids when you can have a conversation with someone else and how to saddle up and be like, all right, I can talk to the person next to me.
Where's the restaurant?
In casual conversation. I like to have to be able to talk about. What's that?
Do you remember what the restaurant was?
It was the Great Dane. Great Dane was the name of the restaurant. And so anyway, have a chance with that. Airplane taboo, no. Airplane taboo, no.
Wait.
You wait until if they talk to you, you might be able to respond. I'm always headphones in and fake sleep. What? I want nothing to do.
Oh, yes.
This
is fascinating.
Oh, yes.
Bill has got yes.
Okay, this is where, can you counsel me through this?
Yes, I will.
I don't know the etiquette.
Just put your headset in. Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel bad that I'm not initiating.
It's fine at the counter. It's not fine sitting next to someone at the...
That
you don't know. So like you start to start rattling off and you're just like, really? I really don't want to talk to you about this. And somebody's all wound up about something. Absolutely not.
Where are you from?
Where
are you going?
No, there's a caveat to it.
Just turn your head the
other
way.
There's a caveat to it. All of a sudden, Steve, you get in the plane, you look over and just kind of you're sitting there, you look down there. All of a sudden, there's a book bag there and it's Columbus Discoverers book bag. Then it's like, hey, Discoverers, really? I went to Columbus. Then that's okay. Some sort of connection. But just the random, I want to talk to you.
No.
Get out of here.
Is that right?
That's me. That is the taboo.
I don't know that etiquette.
Yeah.
And now you do.
And I talk.
Are you down with that?
Oh, 100%. On an airplane, yes.
Headphones stranger,
right
what about
away,
just,
and you close your eyes and you're napping.
What about
sunglasses on?
Hi.
What's that?
Hello?
Yeah, that's okay. How you doing?
But then it's right to the headset.
I'm going right. I fake sleeping. I do. Someone starts wanting to talk to me.
All right.
Because that
good. This is worthwhile. Thanks.
And then also, so I talk to people all the time randomly at grocery stores or at Costco or at Sam's.
On the plane.
No, but here's what it is. I see what's in their cart, right? And I'll see some dude that's got like 5 racks of ribs. I'm like, get down, man. You got a big, and he's like pumped up. He's like, darn right we are. What do you got going with that? And he'll tell me the whole thing. You get all excited. Or you see someone carrying a big cake out or something and you talk to him. Right away, it starts conversation.
Get down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I talk to everybody.
What about shower cleaner? You need to do that?
Well, here's
the shower cleaner yesterday.
You don't talk to those people.
Oh, okay.
Or if you're in line.
Clean that shower?
Yeah. If you're in line and there's a...
You
go into line, there's a fat person there, and you're kind of going like, hey, a bunch of donuts there. Yeah, I wonder why. You like that type of deal.
Going back to the plane thing.
Yeah,
you
don't say that to him. You don't do that. So who do you talk to? Fun people. Yeah, you talk to fun people in that deal. Yeah, absolutely.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
And then what's the third one?
What's that? The classic. We just want to get a response for something. The classic 104 degrees outside mid-July. It's humid. Pumping gas. It's not so much the heat. Try to get him to bait him. To say, I know it. It's the humidity. So you try to bait him to see if you can get him respond.
And then
to
what you say? Well, it's Nebraska.
Yeah, it's Nebraska. Till tomorrow, weather will change.
Yeah.
And wait till tomorrow, weather will change.
Yeah. That's idle chit chat in the line at Russ's.
Yes.
Or wherever, Super Saver.
Which you love.
Teach your kids
the plane thing.
How to talk on the plane. How to talk to someone at a counter. How to talk to people. Like that when they have fun stuff in their cart at a grocery store, things like that.
I can't tell you right now how much I appreciate the plane counsel because I'm 50, two,
and
I was 51.
And I've always you can imagine how awkward I can be, right?
We see it. Yeah, we see it.
I don't never know what to do in that situation. Like, should I talk? Should I talk to him?
You even you have the conversation on planes. Like, you talk to someone for the whole flight?
Well, I never know. I always feel that I feel and I feel some guilt. Like, should I be engaging this person?
Do you want to be engaged on the flight?
Yeah. Not necessarily.
Think about yourself for a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crystal clear on how you handle the interaction. Yeah, it's great.
Crystal clear.
Yeah, teach your kids. You
got hello.
That's fine. That's fine.
What do you got planned when you get there?
No, that's too far.
No, not at all. Just like that.
The thing I will say sometimes to break the ice is I'll say you got lucky because you're sitting by someone who sleeps. So I'm obviously.
You don't need to break the ice on the plane.
There's nothing to it.
Don't need the ice cracked at all.
Last thing I need is somebody offering me, like, hey, you want some? I've got some homemade beef jerky. You want some? And you're like, what do you do?
This is useful for me.
Do you take the beef jerky? I don't know.
This is really useful.
I don't take the beef jerky. No. No, man, I'm good. I got allergies.
Those parts of life are not easy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To negotiate stuff like that. Like what you're saying is at the, like what you're suggesting is at the airport bar, you are engaging.
Yes.
Once you get on the plane, you're not. So there's all these sort of unwritten rules.
There's a code here.
Yeah. There's a lot of unwritten rules that are
Haven't paid attention to the code. Apparently there's a code.
There's a lot of codes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of codes.
You saddle up to the airport bar. You're on delay. I am.
Yep,
that's okay to say that.
Do you like this airport?
Yeah. Once you get,
have you been to Indy?
Yeah, probably not. But you've been to Indy.
It's a real nice airport.
What's your favorite airport?
Yeah.
What's your favorite airport? Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe, go to the United Club.
Maybe you steer away from the conversation in general. Just stay yourself.
Sound like
the
everything sounds. Everything sounds awkward.
Just stay yourself at the airport before crying out loud. Yeah. What's your favorite airport?
You like Memphis? I like Memphis.
Used to be really good. Yeah. Used to be really good in Memphis. The airport was thriving. Now it's a lot of it's closed down.
Just put the headphones in.
But the bottom line on the plane is just don't worry about it. Just sit in your seat.
Yeah, sit in your seat. I'm going to say there's hundreds of flights where I've sat right next to somebody and never a word was said.
Interesting.
There's the never best a flight. Word was said. The best flight.
And you're down with that.
That's what I desire. Not down. Yes. I desire that.
You're not interpreted as being rude.
No. I will.
I sat by Bush. He never said a word to
me. I'll generally, if they say something, I'll respond or do something. And that's when I go usually put the headphones in or do something else or become busy with something. So I'm just like, I don't want to have this conversation.
This is really informative for me.
This is going to help you.
You know the commercials right now on Progressive saying don't be your parents.
Yeah.
This sounds like you even sip a Progressive commercial how to not be your parents. Basically.
Don't engage. Don't worry about it.
Just stay to yourself.
How you doing?
Think we're going to have some turbulence today? Yeah. What do you think? Looks like turbulence. You fly this a lot?
Yeah.
What do you think about Austin?
You're a frequent traveler?
Yeah.
I'm cringing over here. I am cringing.
Do you get freaking flyer
seat.
Miles?
Do you travel a lot?
And, hey, are you going to eat your pretzels?
I'm cringing at this whole conversation. Yeah. Travel? Just imagining you in your talks with people on the plane.
Anyway,
that is a
good one.
Cool parenting.
That is
good.
That is Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Cool parenting tips. Thank you, Bill, for that. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. It's another great start to the week. 3-0. Already clinched another winning week. Back-to-back weeks by Wednesday.
We're 3-0 right now.
Today, we're doing a true throwback Thursday. It's been a long time since we've gone back to a certain year.
Take it back.
We're going back to 1982.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Trivia in the... could be music.
I was engaged, Jake.
Could be sports, music, movies.
I wasn't literally engaged, but I... close.
You were engaged to be married in 82?
No, I was...
Interesting.
16.
In a relationship?
I have a story, but tell it off air. Hey, listen, 82 is a good one. We're me and Bill should know.
Were you locked in back then?
Yes.
You were locked
in. I was.
In.
Yeah,
locked in.
Was.
Okay, good. All right, let's play the game show. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dig Down Sip and Bill in trivia, trying to get their first loss of the week. Or just keep
we're
it at
trying
four
to get our first loss.
Yeah.
No, we're not
I
trying
mean, the
our...
caller could give you your first loss of
Randy.
The week. You guys are trying to stay 4-0.
Randy Travis.
Randy, how do you feel about 1982 trivia today?
Fairly good.
Fairly good for Randy. Well, Bill's right. A lifeline for Sip for one question. As always, Randy, first question to you. What 1982 movie had the famous quote, "They're here"? It's for you, Randy.
I have no idea.
5 seconds. Five.
Freddy Krueger.
No.
I don't know. Give it a shot. No.
Not The Nightmare on Elm Street.
Pass.
That would be Poltergeist.
Ooh.
What you have written down?
E.T.
Okay. That would be E.T. Phone Home.
Yeah. Oh. Be hard to use that one since it's the name of the...
That's not a movie?
It is a movie. Okay. E.T. is a movie. That was not the right one. But you didn't take that. So 0-0 tie. First question. Sports question. What team did Penn State beat in the national championship in the 1982 college football season?
Alabama.
I'm using my last
one for this. Alabama.
What the hell, Bill? Why would you do that?
I thought that was the answer. Why would I do it?
Randy, do you want that one or not?
Pretend like you're on a plane.
Was it Miami?
Nope.
Okay. Now what's going on?
He's
now?
Negative one.
That'd be Georgia.
Okay, what are we now?
That's right. In the Sugar
Georgia.
Bowl.
What's the score?
The score is you guys 0, Randy -1. He went for the steal. He got it wrong. To tie it up. No. Yeah.
Okay.
Randy.
Yeah, it's 0. It's 0 to -1 to get back to a tie, Randy. What band sang the 1982 song Abracadabra?
Oh, yeah. Got that.
Bill was singing it there for a second.
I 100% got this, so you better get it.
Well, if he doesn't get it,
Steve Miller Band, are you saying? Steve Miller Band?
Brilliant.
That's correct. We're going to go
for
it.
Did he say Steve Miller?
He said Steve Miller. Okay. Yes, he did. So, 0-0.
Damn.
Just for the win?
Bill's out of play, though.
You're out of play.
Did you have Georgia?
No.
No.
I think Sip should get this right, but we'll see. For the win, to stay undefeated, what band sang the 1982 song Centerfold?
Oh, yeah. Come on. That's a Boston band. Jay Giles.
Brilliant.
4-0 on the
mark week. Mark it up.
Jay Giles' band is correct. Randy will get a bagel and a coffee for trying, but that is one step closer to an undefeated week.
Wow.
And shut up, Sipple.
Exciting.
It would take a miracle for us not to finish above 500 right now. Right now,
you are 86-73, 13 games above on the season.
I give a lot of credit to Bill. And, I mean, I'm just more intent now than I used to be.
You were upset he picked Alabama today.
I was a little upset by that outburst. But I so appreciate the plain counsel that I'm not that is not joking. I'm not joking. I really appreciate it. That's going to help me this year.
And again, there's a time.
David.
If you see something, or something that, like you're getting on the plane, something like that, it's like, okay, this person's from Columbus, or this person is a journalism major.
Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe say something like, oh, I was a journalism major too.
Yeah.
And then you stop. Okay. Yeah, then it's not like, well,
wait a second. All these unwritten rules. Yeah. Then you stop.
Yeah, it's like when you ask a question, I'd say a sentence or two of this, and then you just you're out.
Tunnel vision. Straight ahead.
That point in time.
Maybe out the window you're looking, but the headphones are in.
God, I got to tell you, it makes me feel better because that's how I kind of operate anyway. But I always felt some guilt. Like, should I be engaging with this person?
You're famous. You're the national sports writer.
I am not famous.
Yeah, you are. You're
no,
famous.
It's not that. It's
when you get on a plane in Omaha, everyone knows you. 90%
no, they
of the
don't.
Plane know you. Oh, absolutely.
I'm
thinking right now about your flight to Hawaii you had and back. Like, were you conversing the whole time?
Were you talking to people?
It's an 8-hour flight. It's an 8-hour flight.
Just driving someone just bonkers next to you?
There was a young man.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
Nothing. I mean, I probably talked to him too much now that I'm thinking about it. I don't know.
Anyway, he a breaker?
No, he was not even from here.
Okay.
I'm just thinking back over the flights I've had if I've bothered people, and I probably have bothered some people.
It feels like it.
Now you know what to do going forward.
God dang.
You're welcome.
Cool parenting.
Interesting. Tip. Bill, if Bill's not engaging someone, then that's a sign.
It's a sign.
Yeah. And you don't either. Yeah.
I never, if they ask me a question, I don't give them the. And turn my head. I answer the question.
But you answer it, and that's pretty much it.
That's it. I don't lead into it like that. It's
back
not,
to the headphone.
It's not. I'm going to roll right back into my own little world.
It's not.
Because you don't know. Because here's the deal. It might be someone that could be intriguing. But the chances are, because most people are on the deal of like, stay in my zone.
Okay.
So if the person is out of their zone, you don't want to be talking to them.
Okay.
That'd be the best way to put it.
Okay.
It could be a pleasant conversation, but it could be a 2.5-hour nightmare.
Yep.
And you don't want that. You can't risk the nightmare.
Nope.
And this will help you age gracefully also, by the way.
Yeah.
So.
It does.
Cool parenting tip.
Huge
help you
day
age gracefully.
For me. You have no idea what a big day this is for me.
We're glad this bill could help.
Seriously.
Out. The spillover is next, an early break in the ticket.
Want truly hydrated skin? Meet Osea's Body Care Breakthrough, Hyaluronic Body Serum. It's clinically proven to increase hydration by 161%. It's lightweight, fast-absorbing, and delivers 24 hours of hydration for silky smooth skin without any sticky afterfeel. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.